Okay, we start the sugya of Seidei Loisasei. It comes in where we're up to on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. I think the last thing we learned was till Azhara Shamanu Oynish Minayin Amakra Ki Kol Hashiyasim Akol Teva Seila Tavikos Rachman Oleha Tzkol Teva Seila, period. Tama de Kosab Rachman Oleha Halafach, you have a minach. I see she's into Sebem, it's my time. This is what we're up to. The Gemara had a limud from the word Aleha to tell us that you're not miyabim a the arayais, the tesvav arayais, and yibum, you're not miyabim. The Gemara now asks, why do I need Aleha? Why do I need Aleha? Why would I think Achaisishi and Misya Bemis? Now this question, why do we need Aleha? The Gemara asks on Gimel Amud Beis. Bear in mind for the next, what is it, 6-7 weeks, that the Gemara asks the Kasha on Gimel Amud Beis, why do you need Aleha? The Gemara is not going to answer this till Ches Amud Beis. And in between, the Gemara occasionally will reference back the fact that we're in the middle of a kasha. Because what happens is we get sidetracked. The Gemara asks, why do I need Aleha? So we're going to learn Tublat, and then in Hayamid Beis it's going to reference what's with Aleha. Don't forget that that's the original kasha that got us into the Salasei Deichalai Sasei. Until Ches Amud Beis, it's not going to answer the question. The Gemara, at the end of the Sugya, on Ches Amud Beis, on the top line, it says, "My tam amakra aleha." Comes back to this question. So the whole sugya comes in this context. The Mishnah is talking about a mitzvah sasei of Yibum. In the case of Alay sasei, the tesbav arayis. Why do we need aleha? Why would I think, if not for aleha, I would think it works? Why? So that's going to be the whole sugya. So as far as the Gemara is concerned, just bear in mind that nekuda. Aleha is the Gzeres HaKosav we had on this page, on Gimel Amud Beis, Yivama Yavay Aleha, to tell us that there's no Mrs. Yibum by the 15 Arayis. And the way we got into the Sugya Masei Dechalai Sasei is by asking the Gemara's Kasha, that why do Tama the Kosav Rachman Aleha, Halafach Yavamina Chesishim Yisabemes, my time. Why would I think that an Erva, that there's a Mitzvah of Yibum in case of an Erva? The Gemara says, "Damin and Asi Asay Vidachi Leisa Say." Amen. If they let us say Greida, Leisa Shbekaris Midachi. That's the Gemara's introduction to the sugya. Now, to introduce Asay Deicha Leisa Say, I have to begin by introducing the concept you've heard of many times, that there's something called Dechia and something called Hutra. There are times where different mitzvahs come into conflict with each other, and times where things are hutcha and things are hutra, things are dechuya and things are hutra. The concept of hutra and dechuya we're going to try as best as we can to explain. That idea is a shas idea. It's not achrayim who talk about hutra and dechuya. It's not even rishayim who talk about hutra and dechuya. It's a gemara. Gemara in Yuma, Davav Amud Beis, has an idea of Tumah Hutra B'Tziva. Tumah Hutra B'Tziva means, if Roiv of Klal Yisrael is Tameh, you're allowed to bring a carbon Sibor B'Tumah. That's also a case where you have a conflict. You have a mitzvah bringing a carbon. You have an Aveira of Tumas Migdash. Two things are in conflict. Two mitzvahs HaTorah contradict each other. So the Gemara there says, Itmar, Tumas Meis, Rav Nachman Amar Hutra Hu B'Tzibur, Rav Sheshes Amar Dechuya Hu B'Tzibur. Everyone agrees that if most of Klal Yisrael is Tameh, you're allowed to bring a carbon Pesach, carbon Tamid, carbon Tzibur. A carbon Tzibur is Hutra B'Tzibur, or Dechuya B'Tzibur. Everyone agrees that the carbon overrides the Tumah. That's not a Machlaikis. The question is, this Kabbalah we have, the Tumah B'Tzibur, is okay, is it Hutra or is it Dechuya? what is the difference between Hutra and the Chuya? So the Gemara says that the Gemara has two Lashonos, just taking the easier Lashon. The Machlokes is La Durei La Suye Tahirim Mi Beis Avachrin. It's possible to send for Kayanim that are Tahar. Rive of Klai Yisrael is Tameh. There are some Kayanim that are Tahar. Do I have to go and out of my way to find an Eitzah and bring Tahar Kayanim to bring the carbon? Hutra means you don't have to look for an Eitzah. You don't need Eitzahs. Hutra means it's absolutely mutter. Hutcha means if you're stuck, it's mutter. If you're not stuck, if you have an Eitzah, you have to find an Eitzah. This Taich, Hutra Dechuya, is not going to change. Well, a lot of things are totally machlaikas. But this Nakuda is not going to change for the whole Sugya. In Shas, the word Hutra means you don't have to find Eitzahs. You do it because it's 100% okay. Hutcha means if you're stuck, so you do it. You compromise on one mitzvah for another mitzvah. But if you're not stuck, you have to find an eitzah. Hutcha means if you can find an eitzah, you find an eitzah. Hutcha means totally hutcha. Now, this case of tumah hutcha b'tzibur is a machlokes amiraim. There are other cases in Shas that we will bump into as we journey through these plots. Something that's hutra is meleches eichel nefesh on Yom Tif. On Yom Tif, as you know, you're allowed to do meleches eichel nefesh. Let's say somebody on Yom Tif wants to eat potato kugel. He's allowed to make himself a potato kugel. Do we say to him, why should you eat potato kugel and you're going to have to cook? I have a lakshan kugel that's all ready. So no such thing. If it'll be hutcha, maybe we have to find an eitzah. Hutcha means you don't need any eitzahs. You're allowed to do it l'chatzchil as long as you're cooking for Yom Tif. You can't cook for tomorrow. But you're cooking for Yom Tif. It's hutcha. And that hakol yaidim. Yom Tif, malach and Yom Tif, everyone agrees it's hutcha. And you're allowed to do it. So that's an example of something that's hutra l'kuliyam. Eating on Yom Kippur, according to almost everybody, is hutcha. Eating on Yom Kippur, you all know that we eat pachas pachas mekashir. Now I'm saying, I'm eating on Yom Kippur, I mean a chodesh yesh v'sakana eating on Yom Kippur. Pekuach nefesh on Yom Kippur, we neman is hutcha. What does hutcha mean? Hutcha means if you can find an eitzah, find an eitzah. So we tell people eat pachas pachas mekashir, because if that'll save you from sakana. Because why should I have to go into a matziv of being over and eating the whole shir on Yom Kippur? Hutcha means if you can find an eitzah, find an eitzah. I have an eitzah. Chatzi shir is less chamer, so eat a chatzi shir. So Yom Tif is Hutra. Yom HaKippurim is an example of something that's Hutra, and that's a perfect example. The fact that we pachas machas mekashir is an example of the fact that it's something that's Hutra. Now, what about Pikuach Nefashis on Shabbos? So Pikuach Nefashis on Shabbos is something about which the Achaluk Edei is. If Pikuach Nefashis on Shabbos is Mutter or Hutcha, is it like Yom Kippur? Or is Shabbos different? It's a Machlokes Rishayinim and a Machlokes HaPaiskim. Mishnah Berurah Paskins Hutcha. Now, what? A Nafkamina to what? One Nafkamina would seem to be if you have an Eitzah. Let's say you could get there equally good with a guy or a yid, then you do have to with a guy. Now we them on that we don't do because Hazar is Harry's Meshubach. But in theory, if you could do it with a guy, do it with a guy. Let's say you're in the house and you have to dial, and there's someone there that can dial the phone. So you have to find an answer. Now I'm going to read to you a Rosh in Masechtas Yuma that's going to come up. The Rosh is in Perek Shmini, Simin Yudalid. The Rosh talks about the following Shaila. Shaul was Haravid, he says. The Ravid, the Maram Rutenberg, were asked to possess the following Shaila. Chayla sheish beisakana im lo yoichel basar. He was a chayla on Yom Kippur, for whom it was a danger if he doesn't eat meat. And the case was yesh lefan of nevela ve'in shachot. He has available to himself nevela meat. Im loy shenishchayt b'Shabbos or b'Yom Kippurim. Could be Shabbos or Yom Kippur, the same Shaila. The Shaila is, should we give him Nevela and Halit Basa Nevela, you won't be Mechal Shabbos with Malacha? Or should we say Shecht for him and let him eat Basa Shkuta? What would you say? Why would it be Treif?
Maybe.
So you shecht twice until you get a kosher one. Shecht until you get a kosher one. If you shecht and it turns out treif, it's a malacha anyway. Alright, so you have to shecht until you get a kosher one. Maybe chicken. Chicken is almost always kosher. Chicken is 95% kosher. So what would you say? What's better? To give him the veil or to give him basar shkuta? Or shecht on Shabbos? Huh? There are like four or five possible answers because the Rishonim have numerous shittas in the matter. Just give him
the
nevela. But the assumption is he has to eat. He could wait. It takes me half an hour to shecht and kasher it. He could wait for that. So that's sakana. As far as he has to have. So as far if it's a rush, then you're right. If it's not a rush, unless you say who cares? Either one is mutter. So there are a number of terutzim. What's nagea us is the Maram Rutenberg's terutz, Rabbeinu Meir, Heshe b'tshuva al zeh. He says, Kivan she'etira teira pikuach nefesh, have a kol melechav sha'isa b'shvabis b'shvil chayla ki'ilu asol b'chayl. He says malacha and Shabbos is chutra. Ve'hechadi k'trei surim achilu na'ese ha'kal. V'shkuta ha'maychol mota av nevela ha'maychol atmai osa v'ar yorivi alo adkan. What the Maram Rutenberg says is that Shabbos is chutra to a chayla. Nevela is hutcha to a chayla. Let's figure out why. Those are the words he says. Shabbos is hutcha to a chayla. Nevela is hutcha to a chayla. And therefore, we would rather shecht, which is hutcha, and he says, hutcha kamay yachol nefesh b'yantiv. He compares the yachol nefesh b'yantiv, which is hutcha, that Torah yitiva lanu. So it's kamay b'chayl. So this is what he says. He says, Shabbos for a chayla is hutra. Nevela for a chayla is hutcha, because it's a chepta di surah, just that it's, just he has a heter. So I'd rather shecht, which is an iser that's hutra, better than nevela, which is an iser, which is only hutcha. That's the Maram Rutenberg. So the Maram Rutenberg called Shabbos is hutra, it's a b'koch nefashis. He says, Kabayachal Nefesh Biyadiv. He says those words. So, I'm just trying to be Mesudr. Yom Tif for food is Hutra. Yom Kippur for a Chayla is Hutra. Shabbos, the Maram Rutenberg says it's Hutra, even though the Vela is not. The Karban Nisanel here brings, and listen to the language, Kasa B'Tshuva Sarashba, the Karban Nisanel is always based. Because Chuvah Sarajba, Shazat Toli Bamachloikis, and Noimbe Bishabas Hutra, Eitzel hachaylo, kedivrei haram, Rabbi Zeram Rutenberg, avon neymer dechuyi eitzel chaylo, machilo leise nevelo. But Rambam kostav dechuyi eitzel dina nefashis. So the Karbon Issanel says that this is a machlaikis of Rambam Rutenberg, who holds hutra, and the Rambam who holds hutra, and the nafkamina, the shayla. Should I shecht for a chayla, or should I give him nevelo? The shita of the Rambam Rutenberg is hutra so shecht. The shita of the Rambam is hutcha. If it's hutcha, I'd rather give him nevela. Why is nevela better than Shabbos? What's the einish of nevela? Nevela is a lav. Shabbos is a lav sheish bekaris. So he says, if they're equal, if they're both tachuya, I'd rather give him nevela than to give him the tzbichal Shabbos. Okay, everything's mesuder in a clear way so far. Mesuder, you follow? Yom Tif is hutra. Yom Kippur is hutcha. Shabbos, we now have a machlokes, the Rambam and the Maran Rutenberg. Now I have to tell you a third shita, the Ran, because we're going to discuss it when we talk about Taisus. The Ran makes sort of a pshara. He says, if the chayla needs one kezayis of meat for to eat. If he only has to eat one kezayis, so shecht. Like the Maran Rutenberg says. If he has only one kezayis, then have nevela, like the Rambam. If he only needs one kezayis, then do nevela. Nevela is more kal. It's only a lav shein bekaris. Shabbos is a lav sheish bekaris. If he needs two kezayisim, then it's better to shecht. You shecht, you have one aveira. Shechita is a malacha. If you eat nevela, two kezayisim is two aveiras. So Zakturan, if you need two kezayisim, I'd rather shecht. If you only need one kezayis, then I'd rather eat nevela. So Vais says he also holds it only hutcha. It's not hutcha, not like the Maran Rutenberg. But it's mechalik between one kezayis and two kezayisim. Okay? You follow the cheshbonis? That's going to be the whole focus of Taisus. This Ram says two lavim is worse. Taisus is mochamor. Two lavim shein bekaris is mochamor and one lav sheish bekaris. That's what comes out. Okay, we didn't even talk about a seidah chalaisa say yet, but we talked about hutra and dechuya, and like I said, yom tif yom kippur Shabbos. I think we were masader so far so good. Now before we come to a seidah chalaisa say, let's talk about yibum. When a man is miyabim a woman, there are two questions of hutra and hutra. A regular case of yibum, which aveir is pushed away, eshesach. In a normal case of yibum, every single case of yibum in the world is eshesach. It's a sister-in-law and a brother-in-law. And it's mutter. That's one case. That's every yibum. Then we have the case from Daf Chaf of Yibum to Isurei Lavin. If the person who falls to Yibum is an Issalav, like a Mamzer or a Gushal Akayin, so there we said, Asei Dechalai Sasei, Minatayra Yidu Yibum, Rabbanu Agayza, Bi Rishayna Tabi Yishnia. But we have two cases, again, all the discussions of Hutra Dechuya all, where a mitzvah and an aveira come into conflict. Right, every one of these cases, cooking on Yom Tif with the heter of cooking, the Koch Nefashis with Shabbos, eating with Yom Kippur, and Asay and Alaysasay, Yibum and Eserva. Right, all the cases of Chudachuya or Tumah and Beis Amidrash, they're all a conflict of two mitzvahs HaTorah, and we know what to do, we just don't know if it's Chudachuya. By Yibum, there are two conflicts that are resolved when you do Yibum. That we say, Bimiyavim. One is the Isserei Shesach, and one is the Asei Dechalai Sasei of Isserei Lav. Let's go B'Seder. The first, one is the rule with Isserei Shasach? Is Isserei Shasach Hutra by Yibum? Or is it Hutra by Yibum? What happens by every case of Yibum is the Vart that Yibum is such a big mitzvah, we're going to be Deicha Eishasach? or that there's no Isser Eish Esach B'chol. That's the question which we dealt with numerous times. Remember, I told you in the beginning of the year that Rashi, throughout the Masechta, talks about that the Isser Eish Esach, the Torah asks in marrying the sister-in-law, is only Eish Esach Sheish Labanim, or Sheish Labanim. If it's a Eish Esach Sheish Labanim, then there's no Avera B'chlal. Which means that Rashi Shita is that it's Hutra, meaning there is no Isser Eish Esach in the case of Yibam. There's no Isser Eish Esach B'chlal any time that it's a case of Yibam. It's Hutra L'gavri. Eish Esach. We had a Rashi on Beis Amid Beis. We kept on referring back to that. Rashi there basically his lashon was meaning that by Yibum Rashi holds the Isser Eish Esach is Hutra L'gamri. There is no Isser Eish Esach in the case of Yibum. Period. We had the Rashi voice of the other Rashi. Rashi said Shariyeh. The diuk there was Rashi said Shariyeh, which is Hutra again. Right? I think we discussed that. Rashi in the Mishnah. So we said Rashi on Shariyeh. He had, I think, on Tosis on Beis Amud Aleph. It wasn't 100% Mukhra. A Lashon that was mashu that it was Hutcha, but whatever it is, we'll come back to it. But what you need to know for today is that the Isser Eish Esach, we have this Shakla Vitaria. Is it Hutra? Is it Tehuya? We numb down at least like Rashi that it's Hutra Lagamri. What about Asei Doicha Laisasei? For example, Yibum of a Laisasei. So the Iker in the Rishayim and Achrayim we're going to learn is that Asei is only Doicha Laisasei. It's only Hutcha. What's the Raya? What's the Raya that it's only Hutcha? Huh? Come on. Chafamid Beis, what? Omer Shlokish. Efshel Lekayim Shneim Yom Lechuyiv Tu. Right? Rish Lokish said on Chafamid Beis that wherever it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim, you have to be Mekayim. The last Gemara we learned. Kovak Shata Maitza, Seva Loisa Sei. Im Ati Yoch Lekayim Shneim, Mutav Im Lav Yobi Asevi Yichiz Loisa Sei. Rish Lokish said that if it's possible not to be over, you have to try. If it's Hutra, you don't have to try.
Maybe it's Hutra only by that type of case.
Maybe, but remember in Yuma Davav, the difference in Hutra and Hutra was, if you could get another Kayin, you could do it a different way. So it sounds like from the Gemara, not from Acharayim, but from the Gemara, that the code word for Hutra is you don't have to work on getting another Eitzah. And the code for Hutcha is that you do have to. That's the Pashtus. So the Pashtus of Asei Doicha Lois Asei is Hutcha. Now I'm not saying you're not going to ever find anybody that's going to argue Hutcha. You'll find. But Ruba de Ruba, only 51%, but 90% of the time you're going to look in the Rishayim and Acharayim, they're going to assume that Asei is only Doicha Lois Asei.
It's only Hutcha.
In the case of Chalitza, we shlugged it up because Chalitza b'makim yibam ain't a mitzvah. But really, if it would be an equal choice, then we would have to do it. Okay, so again, we're starting the sugya with the understanding that Asei doicha lois Asei, that's only Hutcha, but don't confuse it with the Isser Eish Esach. The Isser Eish Esach, at least some Rishayim hold, is Hutra. Rashi, Isser Eish Esach is Hutra in the case of yibam. That's what we're going to assume, and that's how we're starting in on the sugya. So again, to sum up, there's one nafgamina hutra hutra that we know of so far. One nafgamina. Nafgamina is if you have a way out, are you mechuyev to try to find a way out? If you hold hutra, you don't have to find a way out. If you hold hutra, then you have to. Simin ledavar is pachas mekshir and yom kippur. The fact that we eat pachas, b'ksher, and Yom Kippur is the biggest raya that it's only hutcha. To say there's no issur of kippur, then you could eat normally. But no, you can't eat normally after you puff stuff in the kashir. So we see that there's an idea of hutcha. Yom tif, we cook. We don't cook with a shinoi. We don't say eat less. We don't, whatever you want to eat, you're allowed to cook. So we see that on Yom Tif, it's hutcha. You're allowed to carry a talis to shul. You don't say, what do you mean? Put it in shul Erev Shabbos, like Erev Yom Tif, just like you do Erev Shabbos. What do you have to carry it for? Or wear it, what do you have to carry it for? No, it's hutra. You don't need eitzes. Don't give me eitzes. It's hutra. That is the difference in hutra and hutra. If you don't, if there's one nekuda you have to know, when you learn, I say, Deicha Leisa, say, you have to know the tithes of hutra, of something being Deicha something else. Okay, now that, as I say, this is the hakdama with which we go into the sugya. Now, with this hakdama, the Gemara, I'm going to come back to the Taisus here, just the Gemara right away says, first the Gemara says, Eima damrino ase ase dachi loisa se loisa se greida, loisa se shish bekoris mi dachi. The Gemara doesn't say how it knows it, the Gemara will come back to it, but we start the sugya that ase is dach a loisa se, but not a loisa se shish bekoris. Vesu, loisa se greida minolun de dachi. You see right away we're getting sidetracked. We're going to forget about Aleha. And we're starting out to talk about how do you know I say Deicha Leisa say, and bang, well, it's going to take us 4.5 blot till we're going to remember the original kasha, which is perfectly okay. The Gemara is going to want to learn now from the Ksiv Leisil Bishat Nes Gedilim Tasulacha. That, what does that mean? Now here, I think, talking to guys this morning, I think there's a little confusion. Where do you have Shatnes in Tzitzis? Now don't check your Tzitzis, there's no Shatnes in your Tzitzis today. Shatnez is a stira to tzitzis when there's a mitzvah of tchelis. Tchelis must be wool. When you see white strings on your beged, assuming you're not wearing tchelis, those white strings happen to be wool, the ones we wear today. But that's not really the din taira. The din taira is, it doesn't have to be wool. It can either be wool or the min ha-beged. Same min as the beged. If you have a cotton beged, you can make cotton strings. If you have a linen beged, you can make linen strings. So that today, there's no tchelas, somebody would want to wear a linen beged, then the din tire would be put on linen white strings. You don't need shatnez. But bisman hagemara, when they had tchelas, if you were wearing a four-cornered linen beged, you had to wear shatnez. Because tcheles, by definition, is wool. Tcheles is not the color. Tcheles is wool that's colored a certain way. Wool and only wool. Tcheles must be wool. And therefore, this Mana Gemara, which is what I'm going to talk about in this sugya, every linen beged, every four-quartered linen beged, had to have shatnez on it, had to have wool, and therefore, it was always a shiloh shatnez. Now, you're going to start asking me other questions. If once I have a linen beged, I'm going to put on woolen strings, it's going to be shatnez anyway, could I do the lavan with shatnez? Could I do other shatnez? So we'll get to that. That's all the discussion here. But for today, we're talking about a simple case. Pishtan four-cornered beged, you're putting tchelas on it, so it's wool, it's shatnez. So the Gemara says, ksim, l'isil b'shatnez gidol taslucha, and we learn from here that when you have a contradiction between mitzvah tzitzis and isser shatnez, the mitzvah of tzitzis wins out, and you wear dalet kamfos of linen with tzitzis of wool, and you're allowed to be over the isser shatnez. What's the question that comes to mind when you talk about tzitzis, as opposed to the other case, I say the chalais I say? So Taisvis in Ksubis Daf Mem asks, he doesn't quite ask it in the phrase don't wear tzitzis, you won't have the mitzvah, but he says it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, wear wool. Who tells you to wear Dalet Kamfos of Pishtan? Wear Dalet Kamfos of wool. It's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. We're saying I say Deicha Leisa say it's only Hutcha. So you can have an Eitzah, you have to have an Eitzah. So have an Eitzah for you. The Eitzah is, wear woolen tzitzis. You have to have linen tzitzis. You have to have linen, I mean, beged. Wear a woolen beged. Then you won't have Shabbos. That place is kasha. Tosfos answers, ein zeh choshev efsher. That's not called efsher. What does that mean? Ein zeh choshev efsher? So the Pnei Yeshua there is masber, that people wear clothing based on their preference of clothing. People go to wear clothing, they try it on, they look at it, they want something that keeps them warm, that makes them look good, whatever else, whatever other reason people wear the garden. You can't tell someone to wear something else. A person puts on the clothing that are according to his taste. Ain't the choshev efsher. You can't tell him wear a different baguette. He wants to wear this baguette. That's the lashon that Tosfos says. Ain't ze choshev efsher. Chiddush. That's not called efsher. So Rabbi Chanan comes to be masber. Rabbi Chanan is in the Kaivetz Aris. Simin Yudalin Oisches and Tes. It's also in Kovit Shurim Chelik Beis Simin Mem Oisdalet Hey and Vav. I have some copies of it here. You have to share those who are going to use it. Please make use of it. It's something that you should try to learn inside. It's yisaidistic to the mitzvah of tzitzis as much as to the mitzvah of asei dechalai sasei. So the Rabbi Chanan is dealing with this chiddush of Tosfos. You know what Tosfos says? It goes according to your taste. According to your taste. So Rabbi Chanan asks, what are you going to say? Let's think of other cases of asei dechalai sasei. Now I should tell you before we start, my daughter once had for homework to come into yeshiva, to school the next day with as many cases as asei dechalai sasei as you could come up with. So she came to me with a pen and a piece of paper. How many cases that you lamaisi say asei dechalai sasei? How many cases could I come up with? So on the spot, I was able to come up with 2 cases, grand total. Right? If it's asei shesh bekaris, then if it's asei shesh bekaris, it doesn't apply. How many cases at the end of the day do you say asei dechalai sasei? So I was able to think of tzitzis, which I think everyone can think of. And we're going to talk about at length, matzah, if you're allowed to eat matzah, if the flour is alav. Alav could be, for example, if it's chadash. If you have only flour of chadash, do you say, so you say, I say, the Yerushalmi says, you say, I say, the Chavais, I say. Machlaikas if you do. What? Mila and Beheres. Okay, she should ask you. Okay. So hopefully we'll end up with a lot more. But you get prepared. Someday your daughter will ask you also. This is a shame. So what? Not totally, because you could have a case of Mila that doesn't have a Beheres. The source of Bekach of Tosfos is that it always is that way. And here it's not always with a Beheres, so it's slightly different. Okay, now, what are we talking about? Tosfos, the way Pnei Yeshua explains Tosfos. Tosfos says that's not called Eshul L'Kayim Shneim because you want to wear this baguette. So Rabbi Chanan asks, let's say I want to be Mekayim Mitzvah Matzah, and I have matzah made out of chadash. It's chadash, I'm not allowed to eat it. Forget about the Shabbat Chutz La'aretz, let's say in Eretz Yisrael. Everyone holds Chadash and Naig in Eretz Yisrael. Jewish farmers, everyone holds it Naig. Are you allowed to eat Matzah Shal Chadash? I say, Dechalais, I say. You're allowed to. So Rabbi Chanan says, let me ask you a question. Let's say I have plenty of Matzah of Yashon, and I also have some Matzah of Chadash. Right? On the second day of Pesach, the rest of Pesach, Chadash becomes Mutter. Chadash is only Yasa till Tezayin Nissan. So I went and I bought Chadash Matzah for later, and I have Yashan. Am I allowed to eat the Chadash on the first night of Pesach? Of course not. It's Efshel Lekayim Shneim. I could eat Yashan. What happens if I like the taste of the Chodesh better? It tastes better to me. Are we going to say that, okay, you could eat the Chodesh? But B'chanan says nobody would say such a thing. No one would say it. Because the taste is better to you, assuming they're both perfectly edible. No one's going to say, well, this one tastes better, so it's not called Efshel Lekayim Shneim. It is Efshel Lekayim Shneim. But B'chanan has another case, which is a big chiddush. B'chanan says it's pashut. Min ha'Torah. I'm a kayin. My brother dies. A grusha falls to me. I say, Derech HaLaisa say I can be mi'abim a grusha. What happens if my brother had two wives? A grusha and a non-grusha. And they both fall to me to yibum. Now, we're going min ha'Torah. I say, Derech HaLaisa say. I can be miyabim either one. So Zakr Bachanan, Avada, I have to be miyabim de ena grusha. Why? I say doichalaisa, say it's only hutcha. If I have a choice, I have to do the one that's not an aveira. So can I say, I don't want to be miyabim that one, I like this one better? So Bachanan says, Avada not. Bachanan nemzon. That's called Efshel Lekayim Shneim. Either the matzah, if I have Yashan and Chodesh, I must eat the Yashan. Yibum, I have one wife that's alive and one that's not alive, I have to go to the one that's not alive. I can't say, this one tastes better, this one I like better. No. That's not good. Efshel Lekayim Shneim means it's possible to do both, you have to do both. So B'chanan says, what's going on here with this Taisvis? That by a beged, I could say, I want to wear a pishtun beged, it looks better on me. I don't want to wear a tzever beged. And by the other mitzvah, say, I can't say such a thing. It's not a mistaver, that's called Efshel Lekayim Shneim by other mitzvahs.
If he doesn't have two yashanim, he should have to go back.
What?
If he doesn't have yashanim, he should have to go back.
Yashanim. You should have to, if it's possible to get yashanim, you have to get yashanim. Yeah.
Look at what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of yibum, is to be a kind of mitzvah yibum, mitzvah matzah. Here, there's no mitzvah of tzitzit. The mitzvah of have this beged to complete the tzitzit.
Good, and therefore, so
it's on this actual time shame, it's on this beged. And the mitzvah over here is not on this matzah. The mitzvah is not on
okay.
This yibum.
Okay, good. This one I'm helping. Good. Okay, so I was playing Rabbi Chana, but again, before I go weiter, I don't want to lose anybody on the way. Okay, what we did today, the first part of Shir, I explained. Hutcha and Hutcha, and that Asay Dach Allah says Hutcha. That's the Mahalach we're going with. If it's Hutcha, you have to find Eitzis. We have a problem by Tzitzis. Why don't we say I have an Eitzis to wear a different beged? So Taisis says, because it's, I want to wear this beged. So we have a Sherekite. What do you mean you want? You want to eat Chadash, you want to marry the Grusha. If you have an Eitzis, you have to do the Eitzis. That's Hutcha. So what does it mean by tzitzis? By tzitzis is a special idea that hutcha doesn't mean I have to wear a different beged. My nafkamina. Why is tzitzis different than every other say derchalais to say? Where I have to do it. Well, let's say the case in Yuma. It's tumah hutcha betzibur. So we say, don't this kain shouldn't do the avayda. He's tar. Get a kain that's tar. This kain says, I want to do it. So we say, well, I don't care what you want. I care what's possible. If it's possible to be Yitzhak Shneim, I have to be Yitzhak Shneim. So B'chanan's question basically is that by Asay Doich HaLeis Asay, we're always going to say you have to find an Eitzah. Why is Tzitzis different? That if I wear a beged pishton, I'm allowed to. And don't tell me I'm not allowed to. It's a pasuk. Right? There's no Rishon is going to argue. L'sil b'shan's going to taslacha. That's Asay Doich HaLeis Asay. It's the Gemara's. The first example after Yibum of a Seder Chalaisa say is this example. So Seder Chalaisa say. So why is it Seder Chalaisa say? Wear a different baguette. So Rabbi Chanan has two mahalchim. Both are unique to tzitzis. Both are unique to this particular case of tzitzis. The first mahalch of Rabbi Chanan is that the mitzvah of matzah is a mitzvah to do Ratzon Hashem by eating matzah. Why eating the matzah? You don't eat matzah every night. You're going to eat the matzah to do Ratzon HaTorah. Memela, you're mechuyev to do it in the way the Torah tells you. You can't say, I want. Your personal taste has no negiyas, has no shaychus. You have to do it the way the Torah shtal davek. Yibum. Why are you miyabim? You're miyabim because the Torah gave you a mitzvah of yibum. Not even allowed to be miyabim because for other reasons. You miyabim, the Torah said do it. When the Torah said do it, hutcha means you have to do it the best possible way. Tzitzis is different. Because when you put on the beged dalet kanfos, you're not putting it on because the Torah says put it on. You're not mechuyev to put on dalet kanfos. You're putting on dalet kanfos lahana asai. You go shopping at a clothing store. You put on clothing for your hana'ah. Then the mitzvah kicks in. The tzuras ha-mitzvah of tzitzis is on a person who's wearing a beged that he chooses to wear by his own choice. Since the whole tzuras ha-mitzvah of tzitzis starts with a person choosing a beged that's according to his taste, according to his desire, so by tzitzis, the person could say, this is my desire and that's not. I want this beged, I don't want that beged. Because that's the whole tzuras ha-mitzvah. The uptight of mitzvah tzitzis is that I want to wear a beged l'tayvasi, l'hana'asi. I think it keeps me warm, or I think it looks good on me, whatever reason I want to wear it, and then the mitzvah starts. So tzitzis is unique among the mitzvahs, where a person could say, I don't want that one, I want this one. It has to fit my taste. The whole surah of the mitzvah of tzitzis is something that fits my taste. So there, I have a right to say, like Taisa says in Ksumis, this is the one I want, I don't want that one. And the Mela, I could wear shabbos. Masha'en came by the other cases. So you're coming back to what you asked before, let him not wear any dalet kanfos at all, which you're asking. So we're going to have to really talk about this and why by a mitzvah kiyumis there is a mitzvah of why we say Asedech HaLaisa, which obviously we do. And we'll talk about it. There's a stipler, I think it's in Psachim. If I remember, with some chotes, talks about this, and we'll have to get to it. It's the idea of mitzvah kiyumis. But for now, which will be the same shaila matzah the rest of Pesach. Okay. Yeah.
You know, I want to shaila on actual kaim shame. It can't be a havamina that there is no kaim at all. But the Torah says a tier of kaim.
The Torah says there is. It says the Torah talking only in a case where I have no choice, may only beg it. Whereas the Torah also told me in a case where I have a beged tzemer. Is the Torah only mean when it's
iyasher?
It can
be a havamina to say that there is no actual kaim every single case. It has to be a case, not actual.
That's for sure. It has to be a case because the Torah says a case. Says. So, Rabbi Chanan's first chiddush is that tzitzis is different. It goes according to your taste. Whatever you prefer, you have a right to prefer it. That's his first mahamah. Yeah, but who said I'm setting out to do the mitzvah? I'm setting out to wear clothing. And I'm putting on, I go to the store and I find myself a nice piece of clothing. Now the clothing has four tallah, I have a compass, I have a mitzvah to put on tzitzis. See, nowadays, nobody wears four cornered begadim. So we all do it just for the mitzvah. But that's not the way the Torah shtal davek the mitzvah. Dafka that way. A person goes shopping, he buys clothing, and then he puts on strings on the clothing. He's allowed to choose a piece of clothing that he thinks looks good on him. Let me answer your question. Is that true?
I was thinking, once he chooses to do the mitzvah, he has no choice to think whatever he wants. The linen and the wool together. Once he's already thinking that this one has to have a kosher
beggar. It's true, but once he's putting on pishtin, it's impossible to have a kosher beggar without shabbos. Because once he's already in that matziv, right, this is Rabbi Chanan's first mahalach. Rabbi Chanan is a second mahalach. It's a little less of a chiddush. Rabbi Chanan says that the mitzvah of tzitzis is a separate chiyav on each beged. On Pishtan, I have a chiyuv of tzitzis. I have a four-quarter beggar, I have a chiyuv of tzitzis. Tzemer, when I put that on, then I have a chiyuv of tzitzis on that. If I put on five begadim, so I have a chiyuv of tzitzis on each one of the five. If Scheinberg puts on, I don't know, nobody knows how many, 18 begadim. So he has 18 mitzvahs of tzitzis. It's not that you can, it's not like Yibum. Yibum, you tell him, why be miyabim this one, be miyabim that one. He can't be miyabim both. He's miyabim one. So choose the one that's not an aver. Or matzah. Yes, either kazai is a matzah. So you're telling him, you eat one matzah anyway. You have kodesh and yashan. So eat the yashan. Eat the one that's mutter. Hutcha means you have a choice. You can do this mitzvah two ways. Do it the good way. And that's true. If you can do a mitzvah two ways, do it the good way. Mashiach came by tzitzis. When you put on a beged of pishtan, you have a mitzvah, and that beged of pishtan has a fee of tzitzis. There's no way to do it except with shamus. It's not efshel l'kayim shnei. You're going to tell me, put on a beged of tzemer. I'll tell you, fine. I'll put on a beged of tzemer too. Beged tzemer also give me a mitzvah. But it has nothing to do with this mitzvah. The beged pishtan has its own mitzvah of tzitzis. The beged pishtan has its own chiyuv. When do you say efshel l'kayim shneiem? Where this mitzvah I could do a different way, which is true by most mitzvahs. Yibum, matzah, it is that way. I could do it a different way. Or the tumah hutra mitzvah, after the carbon tamid, I could do it with the tami kayin or with the kayin tara kayin. It's one mitzvah which I could do two ways. Tzitzis on a beged pishtan, the beged pishtan makes the mitzvah. It's mechayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah of tzitzis on this beged I'm wearing, there are no two ways to be mechayim. It must be done through shabbos. So according to the second mahalach of Rabbi Chanan, the vart is that there is no other way to do it. There's no other way to do it. That's not called efshel l'kayim shneiem. Because this mitzvah of dalet kav tzitzis on this beged, I can't be mechayim any differently. You can't tell me, go put on a different beged. A different beged has its own chiyuv. It has its own chiyuv. I could put it on with this beged. Put it on without this beged, whatever I like. But this beged's chiyuv, there's only one way to do. That's the... What? He's learning that into Tysus in Ksubis. The Peshua's explanation of Tysus. Tysus' words are Zele Mikri Efsher. So you're right. The first explanation stems with Pnei Yeshua. The second one is Pshat and Tysus. He's saying it in Tysus. It doesn't stem with Pnei Yeshua. Be an afkamina, the two, if you had a beged that had linen that you really don't care about. Let's say somebody has a four-cornered jacket and it's wool. But the buttons were sewn on with linen. So now he wants to put, I'm sorry, the beged is wool, the buttons are sewn on with linen, it's shamus already. So he has a cotton beged. Okay, it's a cotton beged, four-quarter cotton beged, and there's linen, the buttons are sewn on with linen. And now he wants to put on tchelis, shamus. Same beged, you have linen and wool. So, do we tell him, hey, 1 minute. The chan is Efshel l'kayim shneiem. Attach your buttons with cotton thread. So let's see. According to the first tzad, the saying is that by begadim you have a right to say this is the taste I like. I like this taste and not that taste, because the whole mitzvah begins with something that's l'tayvasei l'hanasei. This is my taste. So that's good. If it's a beged of linen, this is my taste. Nobody cares if the button is sewn on with what kind of thread. That's your taste. It's not your taste. It just happens to be there. Then you would have to change it. Because according to the first Mahalach, it has to do with your taste, your preferences. According to the second Mahalach, what would be? Second Mahalach is this beged has a chiyuv. A different beged, a different chiyuv. What would be? Can I say the same thing? This beggar has a chiyuv. If I take off the strings and put on another string, it'll be a different chiyuv. Maybe not.
Just by having the buttons,
I could make a different baguette. Okay. Maybe. So I have to get a better example than the buttons. I have to get something in the baguette that's really integral part of the baguette. Okay. I mean to do with this example is to illustrate the chiddush of the first teretz. The first teretz is you can go by your taste. The second teretz has nothing to do with your taste. Like this is all working with the idea of gedorim in efshel l'kayim shnei. Okay, now let's see the Tosfos Loisa Sei Sheish Bekaris. Bimtaymer Amayo Lo Yalchinan Delitchi Delitchi Mei Asei Di Ibum Dedofi Loisa Sei Dekaris Deishasach. This is a very simple kasha. Why don't we say Asei Dechal Loisa Sei Sheish Bekaris? From the fact that Maisa Yibum is Daicha Loisa Sei Dekaris Deishasach. So what do you say to that kasha? Think it through. We're learning Asei Dechal Loisa Sei from Tzitzis, at least at this point in the Gemara. So why don't we learn Asei Dechal Loisa Sei Shishvekaris from every Yibum? Every Yibum is Daicha Eishasach. What would you answer to that? It's not true. Not a good teretz. Again, asay doicha lois asay means it's hotcha. Eishas ach by yibum is hutra, the way we said. So tes kash doesn't make sense. What? Learn out that it's hutra. But that's not the way Rashi explained it. There is no avera of eishas ach shei lebar. The Torah never had such a lav. Okay, so for tomorrow, Rebbe Chanan, the Kaivitza Aris, Tess Aleph, talks about this here on Tysus, and we're going to try to deal with it. Also, as I mentioned to you the other day, the Shaila of whether an Asay is Deicha, Shtei Lavim, not Chad Lav, also has to do with the next few lines of Tysus, the Trey Surei. We're going to do it, but I ask you, please, make sure to take the time to chazer over the beginning of Shia today. So we'll come back to it, for, like I said, till Nissen. So the beginning of Shia, the ideas of Hutra and Hutcha, and the Rosh in Yuma, again, Perakhes, Simi Yudali, looking at inside the Karbonis Anozai's bays. That these are things that we're going to come back to. So please, have them on your fingertips in Yitzhak. Come back to it.